bind you, Nancy. I bind you, Nancy. I bind you, Nancy, from doing harm. Harm against other people and harm against yourself.
Wait.
I bind you, Nancy, from doing harm. Harm against other people and harm against yourself.
Wait.
I bind you, Nancy, from doing harm. Harm against other people and harm against yourself. I bind you, Nancy.
You are now about to witness the DJ for this evening.
My name is Ruthie and I like gothic. The Cat and the Raven by Ruthie Williams is I. The cat represents feminine craftiness and seduction, while the raven represents cunning. mystery, and darkness. But in common, they represent obsession. A cat can be a sneaky creature of a dark and gloomy city. A city wet with rain, a chill that runs to the bone. It also represents the hiss from the shadows with her sensual dare. A raven sounds his cry. It can be a creature that soars into the dark along the wind of loneliness. It also represents the quiet of the night as he watches the city from his perch with his gloomy glare. Not many animals get along with the cat and the raven, but they find refuge in each other and form a ritual bond. They find friendship in one another and meet each night at midnight at the haunted house where half demons live with magic and spells. Where full demons and humans don't get along with them either. But we do have each other, even if others accept us or not. But we don't really care. And don't forget, we are creatures of the day and night. So beware, because you've been warned.